every day, Mass is celebrated at St. Dominic's Chapel at the Chancery Offices of the Archdiocese of Atlanta. The following is a recording of today's readings and homily from a previous year.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. A Pharisee in the Sanhedrin named Gamaliel, a teacher of the law, respected by all the people, stood up, ordered the apostles to be put outside for a short time, and said to the Sanhedrin, "Fellow children of Israel, be careful what you are about to do to these men. Some time ago, Theudas appeared, claiming to be someone important, and about 400 men joined him, but he was killed, and all those who were loyal to him were disbanded and came to nothing. After him came Judas the Galilean at the time of the census. He also drew people after him, but he too perished, and all who were loyal to him were scattered. So now I tell you, have nothing to do with these men and let them go. For this endeavor or this activity is of human origin, it will destroy itself. But if it comes from God, you will not be able to destroy them. You may even find yourselves fighting against God." They were persuaded by him. After recalling the apostles, they had them flogged, ordered them to stop speaking in the name of Jesus, and dismissed them. So they left the presence of the Sanhedrin, rejoicing that they had been found worthy to suffer dishonor for the sake of the name. And all day long, both at the temple and in their homes, they did not stop teaching and proclaiming the Christ Jesus, the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
One thing I seek, to dwell in the house of the Lord.
One thing I seek, to dwell in the house of the Lord.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom should I fear? The Lord is my life's refuge. Of whom should I be afraid?
One thing I seek, to dwell in the house of the Lord.
One thing I ask of the Lord, this I seek, to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, that I may gaze on the loveliness of the Lord and contemplate his temple.
One thing I seek, to dwell in the house of the Lord.
I believe that I shall see the bounty of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord with courage. Be stout-hearted and wait for the Lord.
One thing I seek, to dwell in the house of the Lord.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Alleluia.
One does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes forth from the mouth of God. Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus went across the Sea of Galilee. A large crowd followed him because they saw the signs he was performing on the sick. Jesus went up on the mountain, and there he sat down with his disciples. The Jewish feast of Passover was near. When Jesus raised his eyes and saw that a large crowd was coming to him, he said to Philip, "Where can we buy enough food for them to eat?" He said this to test him, because he himself knew what he was going to do. Philip answered him, 200 days' wages worth of food would not be enough for each of them to have a little." One of his disciples, Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, said to him, "There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what good are these for so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people recline." Now there was a great deal of grass in that place, so the men reclined, about 5,000 in number. Then Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed them to those who were reclining, and also as much of the fish as they wanted. When they had all that they filled, he said to the disciples, "Gather the fragments left over so that nothing will be wasted." So they collected them and filled 12 wicker baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves that had been more than they could eat. When the people saw the sign he had done, they said, "This is truly the prophet, the one who is to come into the world." Since Jesus knew that they were going to come and carry him off to make him king, he withdrew again to the mountain alone. The Gospel of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, during our difficult time, we have to rely on our faith, whatever faith that we have, to find that strength, to find that peace. But today I would like for all of us to kind of re-examine, is the faith that we have really the true faith that we said we thought it was? For us Christian, for us Catholic, for example, is this really the faith, the Christian faith that we are supposed to have? Obviously, there are a lot of different beliefs in the world, different understandings of God and faith in the world. But kind of, you know, I know I'm oversimplistically summarizing them. I'll say there are three major beliefs about God in the world. The first one, I would say the impersonal. People believe it is impersonal, distant God. You know, I would use the image of the turtle. You know how the turtle, every year, they would go and lay a lot of eggs on the shore, a thousand of them. And then the mother turtles go back to the ocean. The eggs will turn into the baby turtles. But they are at the mercy of nature. They have to make it back to the ocean by themselves. And many times, hundreds if not thousands of them will be killed by the heat, by the seagulls, by the other sea creatures. Some of them will survive. So the mother is not in place here. So there are some religions in the world believe that. Yes, I believe that there is an almighty being, a source of mystery somewhere that is very powerful, that is in control of everything, that kind of gave birth to humankind. But then that God remains so far away and doesn't really care about us. We are on our own. We have to take care of ourselves. And those who believe in that, you can think that, you know, I believe in the human sciences, technologies. There's nothing wrong with believing in them. But when it comes to faith, the people who have faith, and also scientists who believe in faith, they know that they try their best. But, you know, they will say, well, the one who kind of believes in this kind of God said, we are on our own. That's why we have to try our best to survive. Okay? The first kind of God is like that, the total God. The second kind of belief about God, I would say it's like the gorilla. So imagine there's a baby gorilla hanging out on the ground of the jungle, and a mother gorilla is, you know, hanging and on the tree. And all of a sudden, there's a tiger, a very mean tiger, come to attack the baby gorilla. The mother will sweep the baby into her arms and carry her away. That the baby will never have to suffer from that danger from the tigers or from whatever enemies. There are a lot of people who think of God like that, that God will take care of us and bring us and save us and bring us away from our sufferings, from our enemies, that we don't have to ever suffer again. Now, from the beginning, you may have thought that maybe that's what our Christian faith is all about. We believe in that kind of God who takes care of everything that I don't have to suffer. But actually, we don't think like that. We don't believe in that kind of God, really. You know, it's very much withdrawal, this second kind of belief, like the gorilla God. It's very withdrawal. I don't have to worry about how I live because I know God will take care of me. You know, the kind of careless, the kind of irresponsibility. You know, God will take care of me. You remember one of the three temptations that the devil had on Jesus in the desert. Throw yourself down from this temple. God will send his angel to take care of you. Don't worry about it. God loves you very much. Just do a reckless thing in your life. The angel will come and save you. Many times that we have the thought to, if God is so merciful and so loving, I just live a reckless life, the way that I would like to live. Doesn't matter how I live. God will have to come out and rescue me. And if that God doesn't come out to rescue me, that's not my God. I go to another God, find someone who can rescue me. Again, I say that a gorilla God, the two involved God. Those two are not the kind of God that have been revealed to us in the Christian faith. Our God is the one that when he sees that we are suffering, he comes out to teach us how to suffer so that we can come to the victory ourselves with him. Jesus came many times. We thought that he came, he died on the cross so that we didn't have to die anymore. No, he died on the cross so that when we go through our death, we can come to the resurrection too. And that requires our personal responsibilities. But at the same time, our faith means we have to allow ourselves for God to enter into our life and transform us from within. It's not like something over us. Okay, we have the magic over us like a shield, and we don't have to worry about anything anymore. No, that's not our kind of God. Our kind of God works from within so that we can grow slowly and slowly, so that later on, if there is any victory, there's a little part of our contribution in there. You see, in the gospel today, it tells us about that kind of faith that we have. A little boy, bread, 5 loaves of bread, 2 fish, very little, compared to the 5,000 men and maybe a lot more children and women. That little contribution was used by Jesus, multiplied enough to feed, and more than feeding the thousand of people. When you and I participate in Mass, it's not only that God offers his own body. He's doing that, but he always allows us. Come on, you can also offer your own sacrifice. That's why when the priest say to pray before the consecration, pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. So our little giving up of whatever that we have to give up, our little sacrifice, a little responsibility that we have to carry and the suffering that we have to carry, all of them is like the little boy offering the 2 fish and the 5 loaves of bread. And that would turn into the body and blood of Christ. That's our Christian faith, brothers and sisters. So when we go on, we go back to our daily life. Suffering or darkness is a reality of life. We are not withdrawing from that. But we are inviting Jesus, the one who has been through all of that in his life, come into our life, take over our life, so that we can cooperate with him, so that we can see the victory led by Christ, but he allow us to win that victory also.